Welcome back to our Saturday Topic program. We are pleased to continue to bring you the candidates from the contested local races here in Guadalupe County. Again, I want to remind you, all of the local contested races are on the Republican ballot. So if you're interested in that, you're going to definitely need to choose the GOP ballot this time around during the March 3rd primary. I'm pleased this morning to welcome Mark Allen. He is seeking the Precinct 4 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Mr. Allen, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Topic.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to join you on your show this morning to talk about the races here in Guadalupe County. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. No, I'm glad you're here. So let's jump right into this. Tell the people why you decided you wanted to run for Commissioner's Court.
Well, so this is something I've been kicking around in my mind for a number of years now. My family and I, we moved to Precinct 4 back on Halloween in 2009. So we've been in the community for about 17 years, and we have lived in both Northeast Schertz as well as Cibolo. And I've got involved serving the community as first a city councilman for the city of Cibolo, and then later as the mayor of Cibolo. And so in Cibolo, we have term limits. And the term limits came and went, at least for my service within Cibolo. And I just wrapped up a term as mayor for the past 3 years, this past November. And with this election coming up for Guadalupe County Precinct 4, what I would like to do is to continue my service to the community for all the great people, all the great families that I've met within not just Cibolo, but Schertz and the greater community as a whole.
I can remember back in the day, I covered the Commissioner's Court for a long, long time, and I can remember the old days where Precinct 3 was largely a very high-density, compacted precinct, and Precinct 4 was more rural. That's not the case so much anymore. There's fast growth in Precinct 4.
Absolutely. And so I think it's very important for us to get a hold of some of that growth. And so we are, when my wife and I first moved to the community, we noticed that there was two Sonics and a couple Mexican restaurants on 78. And that was, like I said, about 16, 17 years ago. And so the growth is here, whether we like it or not. And so we can embrace that growth and channel it into the things that we want in our community. And not necessarily be averse to the growth, but to work with the investment that's being made within our county. There are a lot of dollars coming our way. There's a lot of investment being made in Guadalupe County, and it's on us to make the most of those investments and to not let these opportunities pass us by. We opened up over 80 new businesses within the past 2 years in the city of Cibolo. So we've gone from, like I said, a couple of Sonics and a few Mexican restaurants on 78 to what we have today. It's a great future ahead for all of us. And so I'm trying to position Guadalupe County for where we're going to be in 2040. There is going to be tremendous growth, especially along the I-10 corridor, which cuts right through Guadalupe County like a belt. And the investments that are being made in that area are tremendous. We did welcome AW Texas, which is a transmission manufacturer for Toyota. And we've got some other great things in store nearby. And so TxDOT has spent millions of dollars reconstructing I-10 from I-30, which is the toll road that goes to Austin, to 1604. And so there is going to be ample opportunity for industry to be built there, a lot of great employers that are coming to this area to employ families here in Guadalupe County and bring new families to this community that would like to come and join what we've got going on over here.
Parts of that stretch that you just mentioned are still under construction, and TxDOT has crews that are working on that to get that done. Here in Seguin, you're seeing the access roads even widen and improved in those locations. It's hard to envision all of that growth coming along Interstate 10 when it's under construction, but it's just a matter of time, is
yes.
It not?
Yes, sir. Just a matter of time. I know TxDOT is making a lot of great progress. They've done a lot of reconstructed a lot of the bridges, made them underpasses, like on Santa Clara Road, for instance. Over there is it's just an amazing what they've done over the past 10 years. I used to drive on I-10 from Cibolo to Seguin, and it felt like I was in a time warp. I felt like I went back in time by 30 years because it seemed like the TxDOT hasn't really spent any investment in that area since the mid 80s. But here we are in the year 2026, and like you said, it's under construction right now. But once that area is complete, I think it's on us as a community to also lean on TxDOT to improve from 130 to the east end of the county. And so,
Mark Allen is our guest on the Saturday Topic Program. He's seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 4 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. All right, growth is a word that is embraced by some and shunned by others. In your precinct in particular, while there is rapid growth, there's still a significant portion of that precinct that is largely rural. How do you manage the tension between making sure that those residents who want things to stay just as they are now versus those who might be more interested in seeing more growth opportunities?
Well, it's a fine balancing act because I think that the community as a whole has a desire for great places to eat, shopping, conveniences such as medical services, all of the things that we need in our day-to-day life. People don't want to have to drive to New Braunfels or into San Antonio to go shopping or have a nice place to go out to eat with their family. And so there is a balance that needs to happen to be able to balance and accommodate the people that are here, and then also look out for the wants and needs of the people that have been here for centuries. And so it is important to respect the landowners that have their way of life and have a farming and ranching community. And I don't want to change that one bit. I want to respect the land rights of all the people that have been here for centuries, and then also welcome the new families that are coming to this community as a great place to raise a family, to retire, and to enjoy what we have here.
A couple of tricky things with land rights. I mean, Texas is well known for it. It's your land. You can do what you want to do with it. And those people who have had that land for a long time and their families have been farming there or they've been living in those areas, that's great. But it's also true that if it's sold to a developer, then it's their land and they can do what they want with it. So how do you go about trying to figure out some way to manage that growth? You can't shut it out because the county has very limited powers as to far how it can manage growth. You can't have zoning. You can't make some of those rules. So what's your approach to making sure that as you grow, you do it in a way that is most beneficial to the people of Precinct 4 and to the people of this county?
Well, back in the year 2019, the state of Texas took away the ability for cities to annex property within their ETJs. And so there was a solution for the growth that would allow cities to better manage the growth that's happening in the ETJs. However, that was taken away from cities back in 2019. And so what's happening are developers are coming and buying land within ETJs throughout the state of Texas. And they're building neighborhoods with 50-foot or 55-foot lots. And so it's a rather small lot neighborhoods is what they're building. And there needs to be a solution for who is going to pay to reconstruct the streets within those neighborhoods? Normally, those types of neighborhoods would fall into cities, and the taxes that the homeowners are paying to the city would go into the general fund, which could then be reallocated and redistributed back in the form of street repairs. However, that won't be possible within these new neighborhoods that are popping up throughout the ETJs. And so there needs to be discussion with our state leaders to come up with a plan for how to deal with these new neighborhoods where it's a great deal for the homeowners that are coming on board. They don't have to pay city taxes. They just pay to the school district and to the county. And so a lot of families are able to afford these homes and get into them and be qualified for them, whereas oftentimes they may not if it were within a city and they had to account for the city tax. And so there needs to be discussion with our state lawmakers to come up with a solution to this problem, because when a developer comes in and buys a 100-acre piece of land and then develops a new neighborhood, there needs to be development with or reconstruction of the roads that lead to this new neighborhood. And so I think that it's really important as leaders in this community to work with these developers and ensure that they're bringing quality. I think that's one of the major problems that homeowners have experienced over the past few decades in Texas. First-time home buyers will come to these brand new neighborhoods, get qualified, and then they'll realize that the foundation for the home that they bought, that oftentimes their biggest investment as a family in their lifetime, has an issue. And so I think it's very important for there to be inspections done and regulations improved, codified to require quality foundations, quality craftsmanship, quality houses for the future families in Guadalupe County.
But the county doesn't really have that power, does it?
They don't right now. And so I think that's a big gap that we need to close. And whether that's working with state lawmakers to give us that ability, something needs to be done, because there needs to be oversight of these construction and these new neighborhoods that are going in. Because I think that the Guadalupe County families deserve a quality home with their biggest investment that they're going to make in their lifetimes. They don't want to be stuck with a house that has a failing foundation after 4 or 5 years. It's not an easy problem to solve, but it's a problem that absolutely needs to be dealt with.
Barring some legislative intervention, are there other things that you would like to see done in regards to growth? Because one of the things I see happening now is largely a reaction to the growth. Is there a way to be more proactive about this whole situation and have a better way to plan for what's going to happen in the future?
Absolutely. So while I was serving on city council and then the mayor, we came up with a comprehensive master plan for the city of Cibolo. And it was a community effort led by volunteers within the community to come together and work on a comprehensive master plan. That would be a document that guides the future of Cibolo. Where is the next high school going to go? Where's a good spot for self-storage? Where's a good spot for the medical district? Those are the types of decisions that need to be made in advance of 2040. And I think we need to do that on the county level, to get together with the stakeholders, landowners, leaders in the community, citizens, of course, as well, to come together and put together a vision for where we're going to be 16 years from now.
One thing that would go hand in hand with a comprehensive master plan is the county is working on a thoroughfare master plan. There's been a lot of discussion about this thoroughfare master plan and what it potentially means, or maybe what it doesn't mean. There's some people who are really upset about it because they look at it and they say, why does this road go through my front yard? Or, why is this so close to our property line? How do you approach that kind of sort of forward thinking and trying to come up with a plan that you know really points to something that may not exist beyond the abstract, but it needs to be down on paper so that you have some ability to plan for the future?
Well, I think it's very important for leaders to work together with the community, with these large land holders, and to draw lines on a map is typically what we're doing. And so it's very important to get all of the landowners in a room together. Sometimes these landowners are out of state. Sometimes they're families that have been here for generations. And so it's very important to get everybody together and to come up with a plan that people can agree on. Oftentimes they see a line on a map going through their property to build a new road. It may be something that they fear at the beginning. However, there are long-term benefits to that. Oftentimes, commercial property will pop up along these new thoroughfares, and that in turn makes a lot of this land a lot more valuable than it is today. So there will be long-term benefits to improving the thoroughfares and the infrastructure for transportation throughout the county, not just northwest but east. I'm sorry, not just north and south, but east and west as well. And so we need to come up with a plan to connect I-10 to 35, throughout this county. We have a few routes, 1604 and 46, to get you from 35 to 10, but there needs to be additional funding and additional research done to come up with other thoroughfares. And we work together with TxDOT and the AAMPO, which is the Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, as well as with our congressmen to come up with any federal funds that might be needed to get these projects from the conception phase to breaking ground.
Mark Allen is our guest on the Saturday Topic Program. He is one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 4 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. He's a former mayor of Cibolo. As we talk about this issue with growth, one of the things as you get more people becomes an increasing demand for service. The county once upon a time provided very little beyond what it was statutorily required to provide in the way of services. But people now want more services as they move into some of those neighborhoods and the ETJs and as these high density areas, they want more city-like services. So how do you go about balancing that and also making sure that you're being responsible with the taxpayer money that you're given?
Well, providing services to the citizens should be a requirement for any county. I just wrote a check to Daryl John for my property taxes about 2 weeks ago, and I would like to get some sort of return on investment in that the property taxes that are paid to the county. Right now, it seems the only return on investment that Guadalupe counties are receiving for their tax payment they make each year is the use of the court system and then, of course, the jail. And so nobody wants to receive a return on that investment. And so we would like to be able to for the citizens to get something back for the amount of money that they're paying in property taxes. And that could be in the form of transportation improvements. I feel that if the county is going to take out a bond or do something that's going to require contribution from the citizens as a whole, then it needs to benefit the majority of the citizens in order for it to be a good idea.
So is that part of what you think needs to happen, that you need to say to the voters, we need you to make this investment in our future, whether that's through the bond or some other financing mechanism? That sort of discussion needs to be held with the public and those taxpayers who would help to fund whatever those improvements happen to be.
Absolutely. And in Cibolo, what we would do is have town halls whenever we needed to increase the tax rate. We had town halls with all the citizens to come out and ask questions and talk about the projects that we were looking to spend those tax dollars on, which included a new animal shelter, as well as new transportation infrastructure upgrades and things of that nature. But we do have great partnerships with a lot of the special utility districts. In fact, before I came here today, I just left a ribbon cutting ceremony for an expansion for the GVSUD wastewater treatment facility over on I-10. And so having these partnerships with these utility providers throughout the county is vital, because they will be able to deliver wastewater treatment services as well as fresh water to a lot of citizens throughout Guadalupe County. So it's very important to have these relationships and to work well with these utility providers for the water, wastewater, as well as electricity with GVEC and with the other municipalities throughout Guadalupe County. We all need to be in this together and working together for the betterment of the county.
When you live in a fast-growing county, one of the fastest in the nation like we do, it's hard to ever imagine that growth going away. But is it sustainable for us to continue to grow at the rate we're going?
Well, I mean, the growth is here, whether we like it or not. And like I said earlier, we're going to have a lot of investment made in this area. And so the growth is going to come whether we like it or not. And so it's on us to help manage that growth and to have a say in how this growth happens. Otherwise, those decisions are going to be made by others.
I want to talk to you a little bit about you as an individual, not the guy who ran for mayor, not the guy who served on city council there in the city of Cibolo, but you as an individual. What do voters need to know about your background?
Okay, so I'm a father of two. My wife and I had a son back in the year 2001, and he is 24 years old. He's a graduate from Steele High School. He's living down in San Antonio now with his roommate. And I'm also a father of a 14-year-old daughter. And so she is a freshman at Steele High School. And so my wife and I chose Guadalupe County because of the warm weather, the affordable housing, great job opportunities, and just a great economy. But most of all, what keeps us here is the people, our friends and our neighbors and the community as a whole. Everybody is just so welcoming and friendly. We just love it here. And so I think that the secret's out. This is probably the best community in South Texas to come to raise a family, to work, and to be able to provide for your heirs and be able to save up some money for the next generation.
We're going to run out of time, and I wanted to make sure that I gave you an opportunity to speak directly to the voters. They've got a decision to make. They're going to go to the polls and they're going to decide who should be the next representative for them on the commissioner's court. So why is Mark Allen the best choice?
Well, so like I said earlier, Darren, and thank you again for this opportunity to come here and speak to the voters directly. My wife and I moved to this community about 16 or 17 years ago, and so I have experience living both in Northeast Schertz as well as the city of Cibolo. I have a unique understanding for the challenges that Guadalupe County is facing, whether that's with growth, whether that's with road construction needs, new neighborhoods that are coming on board. And so I have great partnerships with all the community leaders, as well as the city managers and fire chiefs, police chiefs throughout this county, throughout this region. It's going to be very important for all of us to lean on those relationships and to work together to improve this community. I mean, a win for Schertz is a win for the entire neighborhood. For the entire community. And so we're all in this together. And I feel that if the citizens of Guadalupe County elect me to continue to lead this county, I will roll up my sleeves and work hard every day to make this community a better place than it is today. I have a lot of great relationships with people throughout this county, and the citizens have trusted me to lead as both a city councilman and then a mayor within Precinct 4, and I would love to continue my service to this community for generations to come.
Mark Allen is our guest on the Saturday Topic program. He is seeking the Precinct 4 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Don't forget, Election Day is Tuesday, March 3rd, with early voting set to begin on Tuesday, February 17th. Mark, I appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us and getting to know you a little bit better. Thank you and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Darren. Enjoyed the conversation.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this.